You may have heard headlines where families are awarded multi-million dollar settlements in cases against city or state governments. But what you may not know is those families often don't get the money. That's because state law requires them to fight for that money in the Florida legislature. Health News Florida's Abe Abaraya has the story.
Matthew Robinson loved to have eggs for dinner, so that's what he was going to have on November 4th, 2010. The 10-year-old and his brother Mark left their Kissimmee apartment for the Kangaroo gas station across the street to get the eggs. While crossing the street to come home, a Link City bus made a left turn to the crosswalk and hit the two boys. Mark Robinson grabbed a hold of the bike rack on the front and crawled out from under the bus, but the back tire crushed Matthew Robinson to death. Harold Perez was there after the accident. He told lawyers during a deposition that he called the boy's mother from his cell phone.
And she wanted to know what happened. So I passed the phone to Mark, and Mark was telling her, "I'm sorry, Mom, I'm sorry, Mom." He just walked behind me.
Sharon Robinson dashed out of the apartment and found her son under the bus tire.
I had looked over, and I seen a figure. I figured it was Matthew. They had put a yellow tarp over him. And when I seen that, I just kind of knew that that was that.
Link admitted fault and agreed to a $3.2 million settlement before going to trial. Officials declined to be interviewed for this story. Link paid the Robinson family $200,000. Under sovereign immunity laws in Florida, that's the most the government can pay on its own. Link wants to pay the remaining $3 million owed to the family. It even has the money set aside in its budget. But before it can do that, the Florida legislature has to pass what's known as a claims bill. Every case is its own piece of legislation. There are 31 bills this session. In many cases, the governmental body has either agreed to a settlement or a jury has awarded the damages. But because this process is so difficult, it can take years for anything to happen, if anything happens at all. Most families abandon the process and settle for the $200,000.
That whole claims process is a little bit embarrassing.
That's Kerry Pigman, an emergency room doctor and a Republican representative from the southern city of Sebring.
Doesn't that seem inherently unfair? It seems like the kind of process that rewards cronyism and connections. And I'm sure there's many people who just don't have the wherewithal to combat that, but yet they're very deserving of some compensation.
It's been 2 years since the last time the Florida legislature passed a claims bill. Even then, most of the times families only get a fraction of what they've settled for. Professor Emeritus Joseph Little with the University of Florida's Law School said many times, families hire a lobbyist to shepherd their bill through.
So it becomes a political process, which, as you know, is not always a pretty process. And certainly, it's not always an equal process.
This session is Orlando Republican Andy Gardner's first term as the Senate president. He promises everyone will get a fair hearing.
You know, I just have always sort of had the position of not saying no to every claims bill. There are some very legitimate, but I'd also say there's some that will come forward that members will have a problem with for various reasons.
Gardner wasn't familiar with the Lynx case or the Robinson family, so he doesn't know that 4 years later, Sharon and Mark Robinson still grapple with Matthew's death. Sharon Robinson has high blood pressure, anxiety, and severe depression. Mark suffers from pain because his back is out of line. The family's attorney is cautiously optimistic about the chances for their claim bill to get past this legislative session. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.